Colorado River Water Conservation District is a policy agency created in 1937 in response to the state's first big project diverting water to the Front Range. The district works on technical water projects and represents its constituents both legally and politically.
Colorado River District is a really unique form of government. We are an advocacy organization. We have no enforcement, no rulemaking authority, no regulatory authority. And folks on the West Slope back in the 30s recognized that we needed that advocate, and folks today recognize that.
That's River District General Manager Andy Mueller. If the district's mill levy increase gets the green light on Election Day, in-district property owners would be taxed double the previous rate at $1.90 per $100,000 of residential value annually. That comes to about $4.9 million in yearly funds for the district. Why the increase now?
We've seen over the last 10 years a diminishing or flat revenue at the district as we've been hit by a combination of constitutional amendments and a declining fossil fuel industry within our district's boundaries. So what we find is that at the same time our revenues are decreasing, we are having a significant rise in temperature and in growth in population, not only within our district, but on the metropolitan Front Range of Colorado and down in the desert southwest. All of those people depend on the flow of the Colorado River. We've had 12 of the hottest years on record in western Colorado in the last 15 years. There's a direct correlation between rising temperatures and reduced river flows.
The district's four-pronged approach to safeguarding western Colorado's water includes keeping water on the western slope, protecting agricultural and municipal water supplies, and maintaining river levels for fish, wildlife, and recreation. That's a diverse set of interests to serve, but Mueller says the district was created to do just that.
And so what we are is we're a convener. We bring those varied constituencies together in one place, and we work through really complex water distribution issues and environmental issues, and we do it in a way that is able to protect the entire West Slope.
Mueller points to the historic roller dam in DeBeck Canyon as an example of a recent district project that successfully served diverse interests.
That dam is a dam that provides significant amounts of irrigation water to the Grand Valley, and it provides, therefore, local food and fiber for our communities. But it also, by virtue of the fact that those are some of the most senior water rights on the Colorado River within our state, it acts like a magnet, a legal magnet, if you will, pulling water from the headwaters all the way down the river to this roller dam. So it prevents Trans Mountain diverters from diverting more water out of our headwaters. That dam is over 100 years old. It needs lots of work. We recently invested in making sure that they had a working electrical system so that it would continue to function. And, you know, we also helped put in a fish ladder into the dam. But we know in the next 10 to 15 years that that dam is going to need a major overhaul.
The mill levy raise has seen wide support from many in-district county governments, including Garfield counties. Here's Commissioner Tom Jankowski.
I'm not one in favor of taxes yet. I'm in favor of this one because it's about our future. It's extremely important that we have a strong river district that can lobby for us, that's at the table, that can help protect the water on the western slope.
Last month, Pitkin County commissioners voted 3-2 against backing the mill levy increase. Commissioner Kelly McNicholas Curry speaks favorably of the district's implementation plan, which outlines how the funding will be used if the measure passes. But she says the ballot question itself doesn't include enough information for voters.
You know, nothing binds the district to that implementation plan.
Curry says adding two sentences from the district's implementation plan to the ballot would likely have won her vote. One sentence promises to disperse the program's projects so that all the district's counties will reap benefits. The other says that the district will prioritize projects that meet needs in a range of categories, including agriculture, infrastructure, healthy rivers and watersheds, and more. Andy Mueller sees this diversity of interests within the district as a reason to unite around Question 7A.
On water in western Colorado, we have common ground. We've got to step up and we've got to work together in order to battle and mitigate and adapt to this hotter, drier, climate change-driven future that we're facing.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.